Dear brethren, thank you for coming. It's nice that you remembered the right weekend to come and have graced us with your presence with us to open this convention. The manna text for today from November 17th is fitting to the occasion of our convention. It's from Psalms 91:11. He shall give his angels a charge concerning thee to guard thee in all thy ways. And of course, we're thankful, as Paul says, that the angels are all ministering spirits sent to minister to those that are heirs of salvation. And that's what you are. If you've given your life to Christ, you're an heir of the salvation that is more stupendous than even we can grasp presently in this side of the veil. But his angels, of course, are ministering to you. But not only the heavenly angels, but also the spiritually minded angels that the Lord has appointed over the Lord's flock through the gospel age. We have the accumulated light of their teaching and their instruction. And in addition, we have messengers that have been asked to participate by giving you the fruit of their studies on our program. And they also are appointed for your betterment and your upbuilding, and we trust it will prove this way. Here is the comment from the manna text. God will raise some faithful pastors and teachers who will watch for your souls as they that must give an account. True, there shall arise false teachers, perverting the word of the Lord, seeking by sophistry to subvert your souls. But if in simplicity of heart, God's children require a thus saith the Lord for every element of their faith, and carefully prove all things by the word, they will be able to distinguish readily the true from the false. And having done so, the Apostle Paul counsels us to have confidence. Hebrews 13:17. The Lord our shepherd will care for the true sheep. Now, I think those that speak to us during these days of convention are going to give you a lot of scriptural evidence to support the things that they counsel and admonish you. And so let's take that scriptural advice as from the Heavenly Father, examine it, become familiar with the evidences, so that we can ground our faith and our understanding and our practices according to scriptural counsel. This text from Psalms 91 reminds us of where we are during this convention. We're in the secret place of the Most High. Psalms 91:1 says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And I think that's where we all want to be, really, every day of our life, but more especially when we come together in convention with others of the Lord's people. I will say of Jehovah, "He is my refuge and my fortress. In him will I trust. He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." And every evil that the adversary plans and purposes against us can be prevented by the providence of God. And if we trust in those providences, we will be secure from the snare of the fowler. "Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday." Now, you know, if Israel had attended to the words of the prophets, they would have avoided a lot of destruction that wastes at noonday. Do you remember when our Lord was on the cross? And it was at high noon, symbolizing perhaps the chief of their favor, when suddenly the sun was darkened. It was darkened until he passed away and was crucified. And subsequently, those that didn't heed the words of that prophet were subject to a great deal of judgment and destruction. All of that could be avoided if they had listened carefully to the words of life that they had the opportunity to hear. Now, we're coming to this convention knowing that we're going to hear the words of life, and so we're well prepared and alert and ready to receive it. And we trust we will receive it into good and honest hearts. We're going to have another hymn now, and then some more comments. We're going to turn to hymn number 98, hymn 98, "Earthly Treasure Vain." We'll sing all verses. In Psalms 91, it says, "Only with thine eyes will you behold the reward of the wicked, because you won't experience it yourself. You will see the judgment falling heavy on those that have not really given heed to the scriptural testimony. But those that do will be spared this." And then verse 11, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Now, you know, Jesus was a rock of offense and a stone of stumbling to those that weren't really prepared by Scripture to receive him. And I think also at the end of the age, the second advent of Christ has proved a stone of stumbling to nominal Christendom that really doesn't appreciate the times in which they live. But his angels have given us instruction to bear us up and keep us in the understanding of God's plan during this time. It says in verse 13, "You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the dragon, the young lion and the dragon." Now, you know, when our Lord was confronted with this text, it was by the dragon. It was by the adversary. And right after the text that was confronting our Lord, you know, if you tossed yourself down from the pinnacle, his angels would take care of you. Of course, that was a misuse of the scripture, because you're putting yourself in temptation, tempting the Lord to require his intervention. And of course, Jesus answered properly, "You shall not test the Lord thy God." But right after that, you have the text, "You will tread down upon the young lion and the adder." And I think that refers to the victory finally that Jesus and by grace we will have over the adversary and his temptations. Verse 14, "Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." And certainly our Lord Jesus received the benefit of that promise in all the troubles he went through, because he was determined to follow the will of the Heavenly Father. The Heavenly Father delivered him from every evil consequence that Satan set upon him. And verse 16, "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Of course, in the immediate context of the Old Testament, I'm sure those who read this appreciated that if they were faithful to God in those days, they would live a long life. But of course, the long life spiritually really is very long. It's everlasting life that the Heavenly Father proposes to grant us if we are faithful overcomers. So let's think dimly about the experiences of this world. Let's be ready to sacrifice all of the issues of this world that we can, in deference to the spiritual values. And during these few days of convention, let's focus our attention, our minds, our hearts on all the blessings spiritually that the dear brethren to serve us have labored to bring to our attention. And surely we will be therefore lifted up and encouraged and strengthened. We're going to close our brief welcome service with hymn number 65A. Following this, we'll ask Brother Kent Humphreys to open with prayer, and then we'll have an opening hymn for our first lesson. Hymn 65A. Bless Jesus, grant us strength. Day by day we hide.